Welcome to That's My New Thing. Here are your hosts, Helinka Benham and Kingsley Benham.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, hi, hi. How are you? How are you? How are you?
Hey, Kinger.
What's going on over there?
My love. I'm going a little crazy here. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's getting to me.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yesterday, not a good day.
Like how? Yeah. How do you mean?
It just. Excuse me. Oh. I didn't want to work on beating. I didn't want to work on my organize. Nothing. And then I just got up, went in the living room, and it was there for the whole day.
Oh, that's nice.
Did nothing. And you know what? I didn't feel bad about it.
Good.
You know, because I have been reading things that people are saying, well, you know, I didn't do this, didn't do that. And they felt bad about it. And I'm going, yeah, that would be me. And I continue reading the articles and it comes back at you and it says, why are you feeling guilty that you decided to do nothing? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't feel guilty when I do it. Because I make a choice to do it. And then why I feel guilty, you know?
Well, yeah, see, but no, I didn't make a choice. I just got pissed. So I'm like a big baby. No, I don't want to do it. No, leave me alone. Go away.
Well, but do you even give, I don't even know if you give yourself actual, like, scheduled breaks. Do you?
Now I do with Whitney. Okay. Yes. Yes. But I did find out, after spending the whole day out of my room yesterday, I got to do that more often.
Yeah.
Because I think I started going Looney Tune, you know, because I work here. I was doing my exercising in here. I was doing everything because I didn't want to bump into Whitney as far as when she was working, you know, mm-hmm. That's a big deal. And I know when I'm trying to have a conversation with somebody and I'm trying to get there, you don't want this, even if it's background noise, you know, that you could get used to. I don't like being a part of it, you know, so I would do it in my room. So, but we came up with a schedule that I could easily work out in the living room. So,
oh, good.
I'm going to start doing that.
Do that again.
Just to get out of here. Yeah. So. But I mean, she's easy. She is so easy because when she's on one track mind, when she's working, you know, she'll either close her door or leave it open. But she's been definitely busy. And they're going to be working full hours again. So her time again, you know, she's writing a lot more.
Congratulations to her.
I know. It's funny how you get to do things that you didn't know you could do by working from home, you know. Well, I wouldn't know that. That's all I do.
Yeah, I don't know if that really applies to me.
What?
I find that, yeah, I don't know. I feel like just work kind of permeates my mind when I work from home because I'm so... I want to make sure I'm doing everything I can, but also, you know, being told that I can't work full hours anymore. Which is fine. I mean, at least I'm still working. I'm not working a lot less, but I'm definitely not anywhere near what I used to be, you know.
Right, right.
Which is good, which is fine. It happens. But man, this fucking month, woo, it has gone by so friggin' fast.
Yeah, but last week was slow. But actually, it's the 22nd. This is freaking me out. I agree with you totally. This one's blowing me away. March didn't do this.
March.
And I don't know what's going there. There's a lot more noise now, you know, politics and, you know, because for a while there, it was a little bit quieter, I felt, as far as the news. But just up lately, it's really bad. I can't listen. I can't read it anymore. I got to the point where I'm going, too much.
Yeah.
Just way too much. You know, no.
Mm-mm. I haven't actually been paying attention this month, so I have no idea. I'm paying attention to like what, you know, scientists are saying we should be doing. But other than that, I'm not really paying attention to anything else.
Yeah. And see, I got caught up in reading that. So I don't look at my phone before I go to bed. I'm trying to put it away from me, and I'm back to reading. So
good.
I'm starting that book called, I don't know.
Fascinating.
Oh, The Good Omen.
The Good Omen.
Yeah. They have a TV.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen it available.
Yeah. It's cute, you know, and Witty just finished reading it. So I'm going to read it and then we're going to watch it.
It's like a comedy, right?
Yeah. 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 It's got one of her favorite actors in there. Although I like him too. Tannenbaum. I don't know. I can't say
David
his name.
Tennant?
Yeah. Yeah. What's his but name? He says it so weird. His own name. And he even says he does. Witty does it great. Because she'll go, what's his name again, Kingsley?
Yeah, David Tennant.
Oh, yeah. Because she'll go, David Tennant.
He is very cool. I also like the other guy in it, too. But anyway.
Okay.
Speaking of things that are not that stressful and no one has ever been confused about them. Makeup. I'm kidding, because some people find it very stressful.
Oh, I was going to say, Kingsley, I would have customers who would not come into the department. That's how intimidating cosmetics can be.
Yeah, I actually, the reason why I thought of this is because we've been doing themed happy hour / post Drag Race meetups on Friday nights. So we have the last two, I think we talked about this, you know, we did a 90s, we did Cool Cats and Kittens, and then this yep. Friday we're doing Let Me Speak to the Manager. So you have to do your best Let Me Speak to the Manager look.
That's going
to
be good.
It's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see what people are going to do, because there's so many different types of people who would be Let Me Speak to your Manager. I think I'm going to go with the most iconic of the looks. So I'm just going to go very, very Karen.
Good.
You know, just very like over the top, basic, but maybe like the coolest bitch in town, but like of a really small, shitty town. She's like, I once went to New York and I saw Broadway. That kind of lady.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, good for you. But anyway, and I had a friend in one of those meetings ask me if I could at some point teach him how to do drag. And I said, sure, we could do like a fun Zoom thing where I could teach you. And he's like, but I would just really need to know all the different pieces of makeup to buy and like the kind of brushes. And I'm like, okay. I mean, sure, yes. I mean, those things help, but you can buy all those things. I was like, everything you need is at a CVS. And he's like, oh, but like, which ones from a CVS? Like, which actual pieces? Like, oh, I was like, well, yeah. Honestly, I'm not going to go with you because we're in social isolation. You know, find a color palette you like for eyeshadows. For foundation, find your color. Find a color that's much darker than your color, and find a color that's much lighter than your color, and then you're pretty much good on contouring and stuff like that. So anyway, let's do our top five makeup things.
Okay.
So we're not going to talk about accessories, right? Like sponges and brushes and shit.
No,
like,
I
that's
know.
Obvious.
No,
we're talking about the actual makeup products that like. I'm thinking like categories of makeup products. Yes? Are you doing the same thing?
Well, I'll tell you this. The name brands of makeup that I get, there's a specific in each one. That's why I go to them. Yeah, I don't like a whole line. I've never been there. I've never used just a whole line because I find sometimes an eyeliner just doesn't work. I don't like it. But I like somebody else's. That's how I did mine. Are you understanding?
I didn't do any brand names. I just talked about... I just said, like, what, for me, what, like, if I had, like, essentially, I did it from the point of view of, like, if I could only have one thing, how would I rank all the different makeups only have one thing? I guess that's what I did.
I can't do that at this age.
Well, I just mean, like, I think is the most important, because I'm doing drag, but you're doing actual everyday makeup.
Yeah, really. And my makeup definitely has changed since I quit working. When I put on my makeup the way I used to, going to work, I look in the mirror after 10 minutes, I go, whoa, put too much. And it's only because I haven't seen myself. You know, I haven't been doing it every single day. Because now I'll do, let's say if Witty and I go out, you know, I'll go ahead, definitely put on my eyebrows. You ladies and gents, you cannot ever forget your eyebrows. They make you look weird if you don't have them. Make them look weird if you don't do them properly. Anyway, what was I saying? Where was I going with this and why?
Because you said you look overdone because you haven't seen yourself like that.
Right, which is, it's a completely different feeling considering that was my whole thing. I was in cosmetics.
Yeah. All right, well, let's dive into this. But before we do, Mother, what should
push that subscribe? No, you just want to go to iTunes and you want to like us and you want to leave a review and you want to do it.
Yes. Yes. You want to rate us and leave a review. Yes. Thank you so much. And thank you.
But try doing it. If you've never done it before, go ahead and try doing it. See if it works. And if you have your friend do it, let them do it too. And you could teach each other and you could teach the next person. And by that time, I could get 1,000.
Yeah. I think you can also do it from the podcast app on iPhones. If you have an iPhone and you use their podcast app, I think you can rate us there too. But the best way to do it is to go to iTunes.
Isn't that lovely? Does YouTube count?
We are not on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
So that would not help us. I mean, unless you want to go and watch some of our old, I believe fourth season? What are we on now? Fourth? So third season is on YouTube. Fourth season is not. We've not gone back to recording us doing video. I don't know why it took so long.
What the hell's the matter with you?
My brain is in a weird place. Okay, Mother.
Yes, darling.
Number 5.
And so what am I saying? What I thought it was?
Yes.
Okay, so I picked number 5 would have been Chanel's mascara for the bottom mascara. The best. Outrageous.
The best.
Bottom
lashes.
Yeah. Oh, if you ever have a knot. Oh, the brush is tiny and you've got just enough room to do it. You know how sometimes the big wand is too big to get in there? You can actually take this little brush and go paint it on the lash itself and then brush it. So you can get, it's an unbelievable. During Mascara Madness, where they, you know, buy, I know it sounds crazy, but Nordstrom has this buy two, but get one free. I can't tell you how many people go for that mascara. Unbelievable. Okay.
I put as my number 5. So I didn't, I was kind of, because I'm doing kind of categories, I didn't know whether to pick. I've ended up settling on setting powder because mine's for drag, obviously. So, but then at the same time, I was like, would I do setting powder over setting spray?
Because you can use both depending on what look.
Not in my top 5. So stop telling me what I can and cannot do, Mother.
Oh, boy, you're going to ask something up your ass. Jesus. The spraying powder.
So, because normally I would powder and then do a setting spray at the very end.
Which do you like better, though?
Well, I like doing both. But what I'm saying is I think if I had to pick one, and then I'm going to cheat a little bit, I'm going to pick setting powder, and then I could just hairspray my face, which I have done in a pinch before. Because that's kind of like setting spray, mm-hmm. except your face feels a lot stickier.
For a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then once you realize what you did, you accept it, and then all of a sudden you can't feel it.
Yeah.
You know, because I've done that many times.
I like using a neutral setting powder everywhere and then using a white setting powder specifically like underneath my eyes to highlight my top of my cheekbones, do a little bit on my forehead, and then a little bit, you know, just on the tip of the nose.
You got to take care of you've got a really good, nice nose. You've got an angled nose.
Thank you. Very nice.
So, yeah.
All right. So, number four, Ma. Oh, and I could say that I like Ben Nye's both. Setting powder and setting spray.
Okay.
That's one of the few things I knew what brand it was because, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go number four with Bobbi Brown, their eyeshadows for me. Now, there are a lot of people who don't like them because they say they're not enough color. Now, I like it because it's enough of color because I only use light colors, you know, like the base. Their bone is the best. I love it. And then
Bobbi Brown's bone.
Bone. Here we go with the bone and the D. Anyway, which I have not heard from. We should talk. Anyway, that was mine. Bobbi Brown shadow.
Okay.
What do you do?
Number four, I said mascara because at the same time, I didn't know whether I wanted to do mascara or eyeliner. But then I figured, honestly, I'm a little bit of a lazy person. So if I don't have false lashes, I absolutely need mascara.
Oh, hell yeah.
So,
yes.
But like when I'm wearing false lashes, I'm like, well, then I could just, you know, fuck that. And I'll just do eyeliner, even though it looks much better if you even do mascara on false lashes to join both your lash and the falsies to make it look like one cohesive thing. But then I was like, you know, I can always put on mascara and then smudge it with a brush to make it kind of look like eyeliner if I need to. Because I'm a thrifty queen, if nothing else. And for that, I actually really like Bobbi Brown's mascara. Which is funny that you said
that.
Yeah,
I do too.
I don't mind this Estee Lauder Sumptuous Knockout. I don't really like the wand all that much, but yeah. Oh, I tried Luminesce's mascara recently for the first time, and not bad.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all. I actually think
it did a really good job at lengthening my eyelashes, which were kind of nice because I was like, ooh. But it also was dry because I don't think I used it on time.
Yeah, they did. I had a problem with one of mine, and this one so far is all right. I'm almost out, but yeah, I like it. The brush is very similar to the Clinique brush, by the way. Mm. Yeah, but not the magnet and all. Not all that foo-foo.
What would you pick, eyeliner or mascara?
Eyeliner for me. Hmm. Honey, I have nothing. Nothing's happening there. Nothing. It's all naked. Naked. So eyelashes you can't see. My eyelids, they blend in with my eyelashes. Don't have any eyebrows. This is a mess. Thank God I'm very good at putting it all together with... I would have to say, oh, wow. I'm going to go back with eyeliner. Yeah, I was going to change my mind because last night before I went to bed, I actually said, what if I started wearing fake eyelashes again? And as I put my head on the pillow, I went, nope. No.
I mean, I do love the look.
I do, too. But I'm windshield wiping my... No. I had to wear my glasses extended when I was younger. And people remember that. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that is because, one of the few parts that, of having false lashes is you have to really curl them up or they will hit.
Oh, and it's not so pretty sometimes when they're too curly. I don't like them when they're... I like them gentle.
Yeah, I rarely wear glasses while I'm doing drag because why? If I'm going to paint my face, I might as well show my face. So number three, Mom, what are you picking?
Number three, Clay DePoe Foundation. At $125. It is, I am not kidding you, one of the best foundations I have ever used. And they gave me one when I retired. And let me tell you, I never believed in let me save it when I'm going to have something special, because customers used to say that to me regarding La Mer.
Yeah.
I only use it. I mean, Carrie even says it. I only use it when I have a special night. And I used to say, why? Maybe you can have a bunch of special nights if you continue using it. You know, my boy, you know?
Yeah.
So this foundation is seriously unbelievable. It's moisturizing. It evens your skin out. But you don't look made up. It is not a full coverage. But let me tell you, it's expensive. Personally, I wouldn't pay for it, even though it's that favorite. Good. Yeah, but I would never pay $125 for foundation. I just have to keep looking and know. See, I didn't do a lot of experimenting compared to theirs, and I believe that's one of the most expensive on the floor. I mean, cosmetic floor that I know of. But it's probably went up now because that was last year, July. Oh, it could have easily gone up. Yeah. But I'll tell you.
See, that would get really expensive for me, but I'll explain that later.
Okay, do your third.
So my third, I just put eyeshadow.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the third most important. It's usually in drag, I think the two things that people look at the most are your lips and your eyes.
I agree.
Think that both of them are very, they can do a different kind of illusion. And I guess I like the Luminous palettes for eyeshadows.
I think their eyeshadows are excellent.
Yeah, they're really pigmented, which is great for drag. It's also great for just regular stuff. Their Lion King collection
eyeshadows
is fantastic, and I'm going to be
wearing
those.
You love it? Have you used it many times, or you just got it?
Because we did All You Cool Cats and Kittens, I did use it for my That Bitch Carol Baskin look.
Did you see what Robinson 31 Flavors did? She's not related to us.
Oh, Baskin Robbins.
Yeah.
That's funny. That bitch Baskin Robbins. So I picked eyeshadow because, you know, you can create the whole face and stuff. And if you have good eyeshadow, you don't even need eyeliner, I think. Or you can use eyeshadow as eyeliner. I'm so lazy when it comes to drag makeup. I always try to skip steps. I'm like, I really hate eyeliner. I really do, even though it does make
you hate
look.
Putting it on.
I hate putting it on. I find it to be so annoying because, like, I can make my eyes look really good, and then you know, at the base of your lash line, you want to draw a nice distinct line so it looks like your eyelashes are fuller.
Right.
And I fuck that up every single time. I make it way too big. And so I have to just keep evening it out. Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, well, now that's a really thick eyeliner. Fine. And then I have to do it on the other side, and I have to repeat it all the way to the other side so they both match. They're sisters, not twins. That's what I learned from drag queens. You're never going to make two eyes look identical. So they're sisters. No. What's number two with you, Mama?
It's YSL. Their lip liner. and their stain lip liner. Unbelievable. I have always had, I don't care how old, always, what do you call that? The stain, it leaking, your lipstick. It didn't matter. Up, down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just really bad. So I started staining my lips because it just, and plus, how do people keep lipstick on for 8 hours? I can't even keep it on for 15 minutes. So that's why I love the stains. They're really good for, I really like them, you know?
Well, so, I am YSL. Setting powder to my lipsticks and lip stains and everything. And I also, what was I also going to say? Oh, and then the setting powder on top of that. So usually they don't go anywhere.
Well, it does. I talk a lot because when you're working.
I guess when you drink a lot too. I mean, like right where the.
Well, your little put. Yeah.
Where the little straws, it will, you know, slowly. So usually I'll bring my lipstick, not my lip liner, because that would take forever. I didn't name. Wait, we're talking about yours, right? Number two?
Yeah, it was lip liner stain.
Lip liner.
See,
so you're counting those as one thing, though.
Well, yeah, because I don't wear lipstick, and I use the lip liner sometimes as my full lipstick.
Oh, I do that.
It's a really good brand. They also have a lip stain, but if you ever want to go and just look at array of colors, YSL has some of the most beautiful colors. I mean, they're real.
Yeah.
I know. They are just so intense, and they go from nudes to the very black, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite. Nudes and black.
Okay. What's yours?
Number two?
Yeah.
Lips. So I also combined lip liner and lipstick just because especially when you're doing drag, just doing lipstick is fine, but then you overdraw your lips. Like on my 90s look, my lip liner kind of melted away, so it looked like I wasn't wearing any, which kind of sucks because I think when you're in drag, especially men who have smaller lips a lot of the times and smaller mouths, you draw outside of your actual lips and use the lip liner to make it feel like those are your real lips. So there's some definition between. Yeah. And I think even if I didn't have eyeshadow, lip products I use a lot. Like I use lip liners I've used it for eyeshadow. I've used lipstick for blush. I've used lipstick underneath my foundation to hide my my beard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You have to do a lot of cover up there.
Yeah. What's your number one?
So you're
What's your number one?
My number one, well, I told you earlier, eyeliner, NARS. They have the best eyeliner I have ever used. And to be honest with you, I have been using this eyeliner now 13 years.
Send me a picture of it. I want to know what it looks like because I've never found one I like.
I will look and see. See, I wear the blue. Remember, I only wear that one blue I wear.
Well, just show it to me and I can see the brand. I can get black.
Okay. Let me go.
Don't go now. No, we're in the middle of a show. You can't leave.
Oh, it was just so easy to say that.
She's just like pointing off like, I'll go do this real quick. No, you're going to sit right there. You're not going to leave. And then my number one.
What's
was
yours?
Foundation.
Okay. And who'd you pick? Did you have a special?
Well, right now I've been using YSL, the foundation sticks that you gave me. And
What about the Dior? Have you ever tried those?
I buy Mehron, which I don't really like.
Why do you buy it?
Well, because I only bought it once.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
So I have a lot left. And so I want to use it. It's just, it's too creamy for my skin.
Oh, so it's the opposite.
Yeah, and I also really like Ben Nye's cream. Their foundations. I just mean like their foundations. Yeah, because I have a shit ton of these little small ones. I mean, Ben Nye is a costume store, and I want full coverage, and so that's why I chose foundation as my number one, because with foundation,
That's your most concern.
Yeah, ish. And the reason why I picked it was because I do use three different foundations. I use one that matches my skin color. I use one that's much, much darker for my shadows to contour. And then one that is much lighter, sometimes even a white, to highlight the areas to make it look more feminine. And I think the entire, contour, because originally I was going to put contouring as my number one, but then that doesn't help at all with covering my skin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've also used contour color.
Where did you learn how to do your contour and highlighting? Did you do the tutorials on the...
I watched some...
Because there's some really good ones out there.
Yeah. I watched YouTube a lot. And then I also would stare at pictures of people who have good makeup, and I would try to figure out in my mind how they did that. Like right now, mm-hmm. I'm really trying to do a very harsh cheekbone.
You're like indented.
Yeah, because I want it to look like the way drag makeup looks right now, which is very pronounced. It's very over the top. It's like a very obvious cheekbone.
It's always, yeah. Well, no, when I've been with you, I always thought they really always accent this area.
Yeah.
But I was and it's funny because I also noticed too, you were so correct on the eyes and the lips. But lately, when they do that black to white and they do the highlighting and the cheekbone, it's like blows me away totally. They just got rid of the whole thing here. It's like it didn't exist.
I mean, it's the like one thing I love about contouring is especially my neck, so it makes it look like I don't even have a double chin, which is nice. So that's lovely. So that's why I also put foundation as number one. And yeah, foundation will use almost anything in any of these categories. I do have some of my favorites, but I have this L'Oreal, I think. L'Oreal Paris. This concealer that I've been using as a highlighter recently instead of using more general.
What is your favorite brand that's a go-to that you're not going to get messed up, that you're going to have the product? Let's say you're out and you need to touch up something because something, can you run into a CVS? Thrifties and find what you need, let's say.
You mean if I'm already in drag?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't play that game. Not at all. If it's fucked up by the time I'm out, it's going to be fucked up all night. There is no fixing.
So you're leaving it alone. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's me. I bring lipstick. Yep. I sometimes will bring a little bit if there's... No, I guess I only really bring lipstick. Sometimes, I guess in the very off chance, I've brought foundation. I've brought mascara once. But yeah, I really don't. Just lipstick.
See,
just
so I don't carry anything. The only thing and it's so funny as I said this, because the other day I was cleaning my purse out and I even said out loud, how did the hell did this get in here? I had an eyeliner. Eyebrow pencil in there. And I'm like, I don't do that, because the only thing I carry in my purse as far as makeup is lipstick. That's it. I don't carry blush or anything. If I need blush, I'll slap my face.
Well, good. Yeah.
But I don't want to carry all that stuff. No, no.
Yeah, I fucked up with my blush when I did Carol Baskin's. I put it too high. Because I forget that when I create that cheekbone right in the middle of my cheek, that if I put the blush where you would normally do it, like on the apples of your cheek, it's the wrong area because I've relocated my cheekbones to be from being here to being
to down there
to being yeah in the middle mm-hmm. of your cheek. And then I fucked up because I was like, oh, now I'm highlighting the fact that like I point, it's essentially pointing out the fact that I have two different cheekbones. And so I had to redo it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was easy because it wasn't, I hadn't really gone that far into it. How long does it take you to get ready?
Makeup?
Yeah.
If you want makeup and hair, that's two different timings. So just because you have to. Makeup. Oh, I could get my makeup done in 20 minutes. Nice. Just makeup, not the hair or, Yeah. If I'm just on a mission and not drinking my coffee, taking a look at what's happening in the world. No, that takes me 2 hours. But just to get it on and move on, it's about 20. But once it's on, that's it. I look at it, I go, really? I've done that before. And I rarely ever forget eyeliner or mascara. I mean, I have to be really out to lunch for me to forget something like that. And I have at work. I went to go touch up my lipstick, look right in the mirror and forgot to put mascara on. And I'm going, no wonder I look weird. Yeah. But I've never forgotten my, that I can remember, eyeliner. And I don't use a lot. I just, you know me.
Yeah.
But yeah. But it is blue. It's Sephora.
I've never used NARS. Different colors.
Huh?
I've never used different colors for eyeliner.
Well, I only use that when I can't use black because it looks like I'm really evil. I mean, it's pretty cool, but you just can't have that look, especially with the white hair, you know? It's just like piercing. I tried gray and it really is black, just lighter.
Did you just discover that gray is the lighter version of black?
That's not necessarily true because there are many, many, many black colors.
Uh-huh.
You can get a shiny, you can get a glossy, you can get a matte. You can get shit. You see what I'm saying?
No.
And in all those different blacks, they get lighter in different lights.
I know. So, it's so stupid when I hate when I'm there and I'll see like, oh, they have black. They have blackest black. And then they have noir black. And you're like, why?
Okay. Why? Yep.
Can you just tell me what the difference is? Like, see, that's... So what I'm saying, like, when I go in, like, when I just randomly picked up...
What?
The concealer. I don't know why I keep showing it. I just randomly went and picked this up and I actually really do like it. Like now that I know how to use it, because I fucked up a couple times as I did, I over put it on. And then interesting. That's all I have to say.
You know, it's so funny. I didn't do makeup at all at Topanga, but I did makeup professionally at Santa Anita when I was with a different brand. And then when I went to Kiehl's, I no longer did makeup. But I really never had a brand of makeup that I had to sell and get commission from it. No, I have always done skincare. So, you know. That's another thing, because I think it's 10 times more important than makeup.
Actually, okay. I should have thought about that, because the two things that I absolutely need to do before I even start doing makeup is, I have to shave, but it's to add as much moisturizer as possible. Like I will moisturize so many times prior to doing makeup.
But see, that's not makeup though. You're right. Prepping. So I think, what we did was perfect because we just talked about makeup. Now, when you're prepping the skin to do makeup, that's another thing, because you could be prepping it to me, if you're doing drag makeup, it better not move. I mean, it better not move. to me, it has to be where it is. So me doing my makeup and the kind of makeup you use compared to me, no, we're totally different.
Right.
Because I
mean,
mine's
like full coverage. Mine is
yeah,
it's
and
stage
mine's
makeup.
Not.
I'm painting for the back row. I want people in the back row to see my face.
Yeah. And I'm hope to God somebody in the front row can see me. anyway. Anyway, but
yeah.
No, but I love
guess how long it takes me to do my quickest makeup.
An hour and 42 minutes.
It's very close.
I know, because I watched you, remember? And I asked you when you were, Mike was there, somebody else was there, and they were helping you with your costume. I got a picture of it.
When was I doing that? Do
Hang
you remember
on.
What the day was?
Yeah, it was fun.
No, I mean, like, what was the event?
I know, Kingsley. I'm going to find out, but I'm going to tell you, I always have fun, you little shithead.
Yeah, because I was going to say it takes me about 2 hours and 15 minutes to be happy with what I've done. I can do it a little bit faster, like an hour and 50 is pushing it, because I still want to put on, because usually if I do it in an hour and 50 or an hour and 45, I'm forgetting something. Like, I'll almost walk out and go, oh my God, I didn't add blush, which is fine. But
okay, it was September 30th, 2017 at 9 o'clock. See?
I can't. You have to show the camera. That's not the camera. Oh. There you go. Oh!
And it moves.
Yeah,
well,
that was my
birthday.
That was my birthday look.
Yeah.
3
and there.
Years ago. Nope, that's not where it is. There you go. Oh, cool. Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I have all those pictures. Anyway, that was... Oh, I like this one.
It's so funny. Oh, I love doing that face. Actually, I think of that as your face.
Yeah, really.
I don't know why I used
look
to
do...
Look
how pretty I look.
My makeup's so fucking light. Like
you
now,
call
I
that light?
I add, yeah, I think I, because I don't,
oh,
it's very light. Yeah, because now I have different, I definitely add more dimensions to my makeup now. That was 3 years ago, so.
I'm going to go ahead and send you those pictures. It's too much fun because you're there with Ross.
Yeah, I was about to say, Mike was there.
Mike was at the apartment, but I don't, hang on.
I don't think he was.
Really?
I think he was in San Diego at the time.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I don't see him anywhere. God, I could have sworn he was. Oh, you know what?
Because this is his apartment, right?
This was, yeah, this is Mike's place.
Yeah, and it was house sitting.
Where were you living? 2017? Were you still with us?
Yeah, I was in the Valley.
God, aren't you lucky you don't say that anymore?
I don't know. Okay. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you found makeup interesting.
Yeah, because I really think makeup is... I did want to say something about makeup, if anything.
Yes.
I don't believe people have to put makeup on. I always believe that you should do what you feel. If you feel you want to put makeup on and feel whatever, go for it. But it's not necessary. Totally not necessary. So you got to do what you want to do. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Good. You know, and you don't have to do drag, Kingsley, to put makeup on. If you want to wear makeup without doing drag, it's perfectly fine.
I don't disagree at all.
Isn't that lovely? You can do what you want when you want.
Yeah. Actually, for this, I stipple sponged this on.
He's pointing at his beard.
Yeah, that's all makeup. See?
That's makeup.
See?
Wow.
I'm kidding. No, it's real hair.
You're a shithead.
But I do need to get a stipple sponge because that would be kind of fun to randomly just do a beard and see if anyone notices.
Of course they wouldn't.
Maybe. I don't know.
How would they know not notice? Honey, you've got a
I mean, like when I'm out going out beard. And about. I meant like when I'm out and about, if I stipple sponge. Like
what's out and about? Not when you're going out at night. Out and yeah, about me.
That would be
sure.
fun. Yeah, I was thinking it'd be funny if I just put on fake facial hair to go out to the bars.
Oh, okay. I could see that could happen. I'm not going to do that. I just don't find that appealing for my skin.
It's not always about you.
Oh, yeah, it is.
We would like to thank Sean Urasani for our theme music and Joanna Munoz for our logo. Additional thanks to me, Whitney Benham, for playing announcer. Please head over to iTunes and leave us a review.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, lovelies. Take care.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Kinger.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
No.